I mean,
yeah, I'm excited to get back.
Extends plays with his legs. He moves around. You know, he makes us look good. He makes our offensive line look good. He extended some drives there with his legs and made big throws. And, you know, when we can stay on the field as an offense, we get three more cracks at defenses. We have so many playmakers that, you know, we're pretty tough to defend.
But you still got to catch the ball. Can you talk about those touchdowns now?
You know, Case made some great throws. The first one on the goal line. You know, we've been really successful on the goal line to this point on goal-to-go situations. And then the second one right before half was a huge drive for us to take the ball down the field in a two-minute situation and score points. You know, points are at a premium when you're playing a quarterback like Matt Stafford. And we knew that we'd have to keep scoring. He's resilient. He was never going to quit.
Once again, we talk about depth. You know, it's not Adam getting a touchdown. It's not you. It's Diggs. Just how much is depth just an important issue on this team and for you to get two touchdowns to show that even in the division?
We have a ton of playmakers on offense. It's, you know, the hardest part is there's only one ball. You know, we can only get it to one guy at a time. And whether it's Latavius, Jarek, Adam, Stephon, myself, Michael, Jerry had a huge catch for us there again today on third down, extending a drive. And I mean, there's so many playmakers for us on offense that, you know, it's important for us to stay on the field. The more we stay on the field, the more opportunities we have to expose those playmakers. And, you know, we get three more cracks every time we get a first down. So it's huge for us to stay on the field today and convert on third downs every time.
What can you say about Casey? He's going to get sacked twice. He's so fed up, got back at it. Y'all know he's tough.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he exemplifies his toughness every time we go out there on the field. And, you know, it's a lot better when he's running down the field getting tackled. If he does get sacked, he pops right up and he comes right back at you the next play. So our offensive line has been tremendous all year in protecting him, and you know that allows Case to get the ball downfield to our playmakers.
I know you guys like to be even keeled, but you're 9-2. You made a statement today.
Yeah.
Do you guys agree with saying that you made a statement?
Yeah, we knew it would be tough to come in here and get a win. The Lions are great, not only at home, but especially on Thanksgiving. And you know, they've played really well here the last few years on Thanksgiving. And we've experienced firsthand last year how hard it is to come in here and get a win. So it's big. The only thing that being 9-2 guarantees is that we can finish no worse than 9-7. So if we don't continue to approach each and every week like we have the last 11, then it'll all be for naught. Oh, I saw. I didn't even chase it. I was on the wing and saw the guy 3 yards off sides, and unfortunately I couldn't communicate to Blake and he chased him all the way down the field for nothing. But yeah, I knew he was off sides, and so I just turned around and got ready for the next play.
Well, you know what it's like to have kids, but to have a baby in the morning for and then they come here and they get 2 sacks. Incredible.
It was. You know, he was asking for names. I think Rudy Griffin just sounds like a baller, so I'm going to push that one and see if we can get that one. But you know, for Ed to come out, he's having an unbelievable year, and you know, for his wife to have a baby this morning.
I was trying to get open.
Thanksgiving. No, yeah.